I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Given all the concern about Russia's hacking abilities, you might think of their president, Vladimir Putin, as someone steeped in the dark powers of the web. But Putin's actually a latecomer to the cyber arena. In fact, up until a few years ago, Putin was speaking out loudly against the internet. He called it a CIA project with interests opposed to Russia. Yet, he's come around. Putin's government now seems to be wildly successful at exploiting the web. Russia scholar Richard Lurie has looked closely at how Putin's Kremlin developed an expertise in online espionage. But before we hear about that, here's Lurie on Putin's original medium of choice.
He was basically a television guy. For him, television was the main way he got his news and the main way Russians got their news. 80% of Russians got their news on television. 80% of Russians voted for Putin. So that worked perfectly well for him. Plus, his general mindset and sensibility would incline him to television as opposed to the internet because it was solid, it was real, it was predictable, it was controllable, it was right there, it was physical and tangible. The internet was vague, it decentralized. Anyone could get anything, anytime, any place. To some degree, it's a totalitarian nightmare. It's by its very nature democratic, even tending towards the anarchic.
Even TV, though, had a side that Putin didn't like, which was satire, and I guess he just learned to control that. Your chapter on this is actually a riff on the subtitle to Dr. Strangelove, How Putin Learned to Stop Warring and Love the Internet. Did he learn to love it, though, or did he just learn how to control it like he learned how to control TV?
I think love and power for him are fairly closely associated. And if something increases his power and increases his control, as I think I say in the last sentence, how could you not love such a thing? That to him is something that's worthy of admiration, respect, and affection. And also, there are ways of using the internet to discredit people. He did with one of the leading Soviet dissidents who was a critic in the post-Soviet period. He managed to plant child porn on his computer and created a scandal that was exceedingly unpleasant. He realized it was a tool not only of gathering information and expressing opinion, but it had a certain kind of almost lethal quality to it that he appreciated.
How did the whole Edward Snowden affair, leaking the NSA documents and his exile to Moscow, how did that play into Putin's view of the internet?
Well, it showed him how dangerous it could be, and I'm sure that they're terrified of the Russian equivalent of an Edward Snowden appearing. Now, Snowden has been there for a couple of years already, and I believe that Putin is just waiting to use him as a card. You know, Russia doesn't have a lot to offer us in terms of deals. What can they can offer to help us combat ISIS, but that's in their interest as well, probably even maybe more in their immediate interest because they have a 10% Muslim population and they border Muslim countries. But I think that Snowden will be used as a pawn or a present to Trump from Putin at some point when he wants to play that card. If I were Edward Snowden, I'd be exceedingly nervous now.
So Russia, and you referred to this earlier, they've gotten very good at bringing together the internet and what they call kompromat, compromising material, a thing that has a rich tradition in Russian politics. But is that the Kremlin advising Putin on how to do all this, or did Putin figure this out on his own?
He only has 24 hours in his day. He gets good advice. But I think if you're going to hack the American electoral system, that's a major decision. It has to be run by Putin. Lesser things, I don't know, hacking, say, Arizona or Illinois' electoral system, once the go-ahead was given, you wouldn't need permission on every specific point. And interestingly, we can't know too much about this, I think, because of need-to-know principles, but the United States intelligence agencies seem to be claiming that they have confirmation that the hacking of the American electoral system was specifically under the orders of Putin. That means one of two things. Either they intercepted a signal, some kind of electronic communication or telephone communication. That's doubtful that Putin would be that careless, but you don't know. Or there's someone in the inner circle who's giving us firsthand information.
So it seems Putin has mastered the net, but you also argue that the internet, its power and reach, could leave Vladimir Putin vulnerable. Explain that.
The demographics are against Putin in Russia today because the younger people, are increasingly, as they are everywhere, getting their news and their views from the internet and not from newspapers or television. The Chinese are good at it, but the Russian internet is still free enough that you can get news, information, and ideas through it without tremendous effort. So ultimately, the hope of Russia is the coming generations who have had no Soviet experience and are increasingly product of the web.
The Russian digital natives.
Yes. It's a mighty force, and it's a unifying force to some degree as much as it's a niche-creating force.
Richard Lurie's new book is Putin, His Downfall and Russia's Coming Crash. Thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.